art is a lot like bowling. If I just dabble in it every few years, I do pretty well. But if I start doing it regularly and really try, I'm inconsistent and erratic, and my scores get worse every week. It's true. If I bowl at somebody's ironic birthday party, I'll bowl like a 160 or something and be king of the hipsters for one night. It's the lack of trying and the beginner's luck. I don't care, and I know enough of the basics to fake it, so I do pretty well. That happened to me literally when I tried out for a gay bowling league a few years ago. I showed up on the first day, bowled a bunch of strikes, and everyone wanted me on their team. Then, once the real weekly grind of bowling every Monday night kicked in, my score started dropping. Then, when I'd try to correct whatever it was I was doing wrong, my head would start spinning, I'd start overthinking everything, overcompensate, and then everything would go to hell. Then I'd end up with an average of like 125 at the end of the year, which is average. Which is exactly what happens when I write, or perform, or do anything creative. The first time I did stand-up, I was pretty good. Not book you on the Tonight Show good, or even book you anywhere good. But good as in, hey, you know, you got some natural ability there. You could probably be good at this if you really applied yourself. So I did apply myself. And you know what? It was goddamn hard, is what it is. I got a little better, I guess. But I also had to do it every night, or at least a few times every week. And you'd have to get people to show up in the audience. Or no matter how good you were, the person producing the event wouldn't invite you back anymore. So you'd send out postcards. Now it's Facebook, but whatever. Use up all the goodwill you have with your friends and relatives until you've run through everyone you know. And I got news for you. I only know like 30 people. And I don't really want to know more of them. I don't like people. And then you have to keep doing the same act over and over. It's boring and it's a grind. So you find out that getting from you could be pretty good at this to you are really good at this is a long, long road with a lot of hard, hard work. Same thing with writing. I took a screenwriting class way back in the days before of iPads. And it was the same thing. Great first act, really looked like this was my thing. Fuck performing, right? This is going to be my ticket. Then, same thing happens after the rush of beginninghood runs out. We get into the second act, and the character voices start to get a little unsteady. By the third act, I can't even tell these goddamn people apart. And I start to run into all these story problems, too. The acts barely connect. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. So at the end, I end up with a screenplay that needs a hell of a lot of work just to get to where a reader might make it through the first 10 pages. In other words, I end up with something pretty uneven and average. And the process is the same as bowling, too. In a literary sense, I start hooking it too far to the right, then overcompensate and end up curving it too far to the left. Then I completely lose my compass and can't remember how I managed to do it so easily before, back when I started and did it without thinking. When that happened in that stupid bowling league, I remember watching my scores drop every week, beating the crap out of myself and thinking, why in the hell am I doing this? This isn't fun. This is supposed to be fun, but you're putting so much pressure on yourself to be good that you're strangling the shit out of it and killing it. Same thing happened to me with my writing and performing career 10 years ago. I seemed to be going in circles, not seeing any progress, not earning enough, so I quit and went to law school. And it's funny, because in that career, in my law career, I don't seem to have the same experience. I just go in, do the best I can, and go home. No worry, no frustration, no self-judgment. And I think that I'm free from all of that self-judgment because deep down, I don't really care. That's not to say I'm lazy or do a bad job. I don't. I work my ass off and I'm great at it. But in my heart of hearts, I don't really care whether I'm a good lawyer or not because it doesn't mean anything to me. So I'm free from all of that pressure. I just show up, do my best, and let the results take care of themselves. But with art, it's different, because I do care. It's important to me, It's an expression of myself, and I want to be good at it. And that is what gets in the way. I care about it, and I want to get it all right. So when it comes out all messy or fucked up, and I see how I'm doing it at a first grade level, I can't stand it. I can't stand to be a beginner, and I can't stand to be average. I mean, what if that's all I'm capable of? What if I try and try and push and push and follow the instructions, and at the end of the day, I turn out to be just average? What will all of my imaginary fans think? What about the 4 or 5 people in high school and college who thought I was really creative? My God, all of them will be devastated. Not really. Those people are all in their late 40s and fat now and probably don't remember anything about me anymore. If anything, they probably just remember me as the guy who could take really big bong hits without coughing. No, the only person who'd be disappointed with my averageness is me. Because if I try my hardest at being an artist and fail, I'll no longer be able to fantasize that I could have been great if only I had really tried. That excuse will have been taken away from me, and I'd have to live with my average, mediocre self. But you know, what's so bad about that? What's wrong with being average anyway? With being just as good as everyone else, no better, no worse. With just being a person who happens to write, rather than making a whole identity out of it. Just like I happen to be working as a lawyer right now. It's just something I do, it's not who I am. Maybe that's the key then, is to aspire to be average. To give myself permission to be average, so that I can sit down, shut the fuck up, and write. And hopefully crank out a tremendous amount of really average shit. What's wrong with that? And then maybe I can find an average publisher to print some of it. Or even do what a lot of other average people do and turn it into a podcast. Don't judge. And don't discourage me either. You're looking at a man who's trying to find the courage deep down not to be great. Thank you.